We're going to the tune that Vassar wrote here called The Lonesome Fiddle Blues. And this is a little bit of a bluegrass boy reunion of sorts, because Vassar was a bluegrass boy, and so was I. Vassar went to work with Bill when he was about 15 years old and cut the New Mule Skinner Blues, which we opened the show with. And we've had a great time all weekend hearing those tales.
Oh, boy.
Well, when I was a bluegrass boy working for Bill Monroe, I had to drive the bus, and we used to play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night and head up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree, on a lonesome highway. We rode in a bus called the Bluegrass Breakdown. And I remember the morning that the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway in northern Ohio, watching the sunrise over the mountains of eastern Kentucky. Sun is always rising over the mountains of eastern Kentucky. And I'm standing there, and when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. And I was listening real good, and he walked up to me and said, "Pete, don't you ever forget it." And he sang this melody, and we wrote this song together. It's called The Walls of Time. Thank you. Are you ready, boy?
Oh, yeah.